Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, February 11th, 2014. What a very warm month this is turning out to be. And the National Weather Service is saying nearly 90 degrees Friday and Saturday. We're certainly on our way to what will probably be one of the warmest Februarys ever here in Tucson. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We are here every weekday at 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We'll begin with details of a new program aimed at helping foster children get an education and go on to graduate from high school and hopefully college. 20 minutes past the hour, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. At about 33 minutes past the hour, our monthly technology report presented by Cox Business. Then we close out the show with a preview of this weekend's 60th edition of the Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase at the Tucson Convention Center. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you at 790-2040, 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook page. Well, Pima County is home to about 4,000 foster children. That's more than a quarter of the 14,000 children in the system across the state. A program to improve the educational outcomes for children in foster care has now been launched here in Pima County. The program is a two-year pilot that will be a collaboration and is a collaboration between local school districts and child welfare and judicial agencies, which will work to develop new practices and policies to ensure educational success for foster children. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Pete Hirschberger. Pete is a former longtime Arizona lawmaker, and he's manager for Foster Ed Arizona, which is part of a national initiative that is pairing at-risk children with what they call educational champions. Pete, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Pleasure to be with you.
This foster care situation, the number of children, is really, it's very serious. And what's just as serious is the difficulty with the educational outcomes for these kids. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's right, Bill. The foster children in our system have extremely poor educational outcomes. They drop out more than any other population of children, and they end up going into society as ill-equipped adults to function productively in our society. It's a human tragedy, and as a result, it's also a financial tragedy for our state system, in that these children end up, a more percentage of them end up homeless, end up unemployed, and end up incarcerated.
There's a huge percentage of foster kids incarcerated.
Absolutely. Over 60% of our prisoners in Arizona were former foster children. And this speaks exactly to the problem that we're addressing.
And the reasons for this seem pretty obvious. These kids have been kind of shuffled about, and it's difficult, I'm sure, for them to concentrate on getting an education.
Absolutely. The trauma that they've experienced throughout their young lives is really detrimental to their being productive citizens. And we have a responsibility as a society to support them. And educationally, our program, Foster Ed Arizona, does exactly that, supports their educational success.
Tell me about the way this educational champions will work. Give me the nuts and bolts of Foster Ed Arizona.
We are dealing with a two-year pilot program, and we take kids as they come into the system, as they've been removed from their home. We then pair them with an educational champion, an engaged adult who leads a team to support their educational success. That educational champion oftentimes will be a relative or a parent, but in many cases that's not possible. And in those cases, we get a volunteer educational champion. They then set goals and objectives educationally for this foster child and then support the successful completion of those goals for the foster children. Attendance happens to be one of the major factors that contributes to poor outcomes. Also, school mobility. The change in schools that foster children go through again and again and again is very detrimental to their success.
It's kind of a monitoring group and a mentoring group in many ways.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this team is going to include individuals from the different agencies, the different silos that touch the foster child, including child welfare, education, juvenile justice, and our schools. And that's going to improve the communication of all those professionals that work with that foster child.
Foster Ed Initiative is now in 3 states, is that correct?
We are the 3rd pilot program. Mm-hmm. They started in Indiana, then California, now Arizona. There will be 2 more that open up this year, 2014, New Mexico and Los Angeles County.
And L.A. County, we were talking before we went on, they certainly have serious problems over there, too.
Absolutely. Given their population and demographics, they have serious problems. Bill, in Los Angeles County, there are more foster children than there are in the entire state of Arizona.
Mm. So tell me about the launch. Where are you right now with the initiative?
We have undergone a year planning phase. As we were invited into Arizona, as per our model, we assess the needs of each state that we go into. And custom tailor the program for that pilot site and for that state. That's why it took a year. We launched and began taking kids on January 13th. So in less than 1 month, we have taken 60 kids into the program.
Foster Ed Arizona, do you need some help to move this along at the state legislature?
Yes, we are already planning on our implementation of a statewide program and talking with state agencies and individuals in the legislature as well as the governor's office. We have an evaluation firm who was brought in right from the very beginning so that we know we'll be collecting the proper data to show improvement in educational outcomes. This will be used to convince the governor's office and the legislature that this program has value and will pay off for the foster children and for the taxpayer.
How did Foster Ed, this initiative, how did this begin?
The National Center for Youth Law out of California began the Foster Ed Initiative and began talking to different states. Again, Arizona invited National Center for Youth Law to bring Foster Ed Arizona into the state.
As a state lawmaker, you saw when you were at the legislature, what was your total number of years that you were up in Phoenix?
I was in for 8 years.
For 8 years. You saw certainly problems that the foster children issue has been around for a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I left the legislature 5 years ago, we were at that 10,000 number, trying to keep the number of kids in out-of-home care under 10,000. We are now at a 15,000 number statewide. That's a 50% increase in 5 years. Arizona bucks the national trend. Nationally, the children in out-of-home care has been reduced. In Arizona, we have the largest percentage increase of removals in the country.
What are the reasons why we have so many foster children in Arizona?
There are a number of reasons. Certainly, the slashing of budgets to support children and families, the DES budget, the lack of support of the number of CPS workers. I think the child care subsidy reduction, all those contribute to this number.
Now,
in addition to the economy,
mm-hmm.
The downturn in the economy puts stress on families. There's no doubt about it.
Pete Hirschberger is with us, former state lawmaker who is now the manager for Foster Ed Arizona, which is part of a nationwide initiative that's really trying to improve the outcome for kids graduating from high school and college. And it's really astounding, Pete, when you think about it, that only 13% of former foster youth even go on to college, compared to about 60% of all high school seniors.
It is tremendous tremendously troubling, the outcomes of these foster children. Only 3% of the foster children graduate from college. Again, they end up ill-equipped to function in our society and support themselves and their families.
When a foster kid enters one of our local schools, do the principals and teachers realize that this is a foster child that may need some special attention?
Right now, they do not. That's one of the issues we are addressing. We're going to let the schools know who their foster children are so that they can address their needs immediately.
Is that something that's been, maybe it was a privacy issue, or how did that come about?
Certainly there were privacy issues, mm-hmm. but what we've had is a change in the federal law, FERPA, that addresses the communication of information from schools to child welfare and back. That law was amended in 2013 and further clarifies the ability to share that information.
All right. Well, it sounds like this nationally acclaimed foster care initiative, and it really has gotten kudos, hasn't it, in the other places, the other states it's been tried.
Absolutely. It's been very successful. As well, the Center for Social Policy recently identified foster ed as one of 15 exemplary programs in the nation that deal with foster children.
And if people would like more information, Pete Hirschberger, what would you recommend?
I can certainly be accessed through my email, phirschberger@youthlaw.org, and our website is www.foster-ed.org.
Pete Hirschberger, thank you very much, and good luck with Foster Ed Arizona. Thanks for being with us. Good to see you.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, we'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show, but first we want to tell you this portion is presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City, oh my goodness, it's such a short drive, three and a half hours east of Tucson to Silver City, the historic area. There's so much to do, including the Gila National Wilderness, great places to stay like Faywood Hot Springs, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. We strongly recommend take a look at their website, southwestnewmexico.org.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan Bottled Water Delivery Service, either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And certified financial planner Shelley Fishman joins us now for our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, heard at this time every Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley, how are you today?
I'm well. Bill, how are you doing?
Doing very well. Shelley, let's talk a little bit about the client-advisor relationship. What are some of the important things that a client should discuss with an advisor?
That's a great question, Bill. You know, we've kind of skimmed over this from time to time, and we talk about the necessity to interview several advisors. And one of the things that doesn't get talked about, I think, as openly as necessary and should be, is the fee structure and how an advisor is going to charge for his or her services.
In other words, how the certified financial planner gets paid and how how does it work?
Yeah. How does it work? Yeah. And we talk about that and we've mentioned it in the past. Some of the things we haven't talked about, however, probably because, you know, money and how people get paid seems to be a pressing issue. But what once you've made a decision to hire a financial advisor or even a financial advisor that you already have and you want to sit down and meet with that person on a regular basis, what kind of things should you talk about? Well, you know, one of the obvious things that you need to talk about is, well, what are my expectations of these investments? You know, how much money do I think I should earn and over what time frames? That's a really good conversation to have, and it's always a little awkward for the advisor because anytime you have a conversation like that, there's some possibility that you will leave in the client's mind a number kind of etched in cement, which might be a good objective, but you know, if the client interprets that as a commitment, of course that would be, you know, not good for that relationship, because commitments can be missed. They can be, as you know, we saw last year, I said 12%, we got 30. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, shame on me.
Right.
Now, if you're the advisor and you make that mistake with a client, the client's going to be happy. Mm-hmm. But what, you know, what about the years that the advisor says, okay, well, let's shoot for 15% and you only get 3?
Well, Let me ask you kind of a fundamental question. If someone has some money that they would like to invest, is there something, is there a number, how much money to get in the door, in other words? I mean, is there some kind of a limit on how much someone could invest?
Or, no, of course not. There's never a limit.
But it's a question I'm sure people think about.
Oh, sure. And that's one of the reasons that people don't go to advisors. Maybe they you know, go online and do, you know, a discount broker because they don't think they can get the attention of an advisor or that they will the advisor will spend enough time, you know, based upon a small account. And, you know, I'm going to say something that probably could get me phone calls here or maybe from my colleagues. There's some human response that says, I'm going to pay more attention to $1 million client than I am to a $30,000 client.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of human nature that, you know, you want to do that. But it's something you have to fight as an advisor. If you accept a client into your portfolio of investors, then you owe that $10,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 client as much attention and as much of your intellectual resource as you do your very largest clients.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work hard to make sure you don't fall into any trap of saying, I'm not going to call that guy today. It's just a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 10 grand.
Yeah. Well, what about a goal or goals that you sit down with your...
And I love that question, mm-hmm. Bill. And the reason I love that question is rather than say, let's shoot for 12% a year because mm-hmm. that's been the historical average, mm-hmm. or 10% or 30% or whatever the number is, let's talk about what goals that client has for that investment. Maybe that goal is to buy a new house. Maybe that goal is to buy a helicopter and go to their ski resort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the goal is more, you know, more reasonable. I'm, you know, joking about the helicopter, mm-hmm. but maybe it's to, you know, be able to fund a college education for children. If that goal can be made very specific and you determine how much money is going to be required and in what time frame that money will be required to meet that goal, then you can track progress toward the goal, and it doesn't really matter whether you're overshooting or undershooting the S&P 500 or the bond averages or any other index. What you're doing is tracking your progress toward the goal. And if you can set up a relationship with your advisor that is goal-oriented rather than index-oriented, then I think those meetings that you have will be so much more productive because you can, you know, visualize that goal. You can in the power of positive thinking and all of that. But it's something that you can feel. It's palpable. And as you approach the goal, there's a real sense of achievement. And so it's possible for the advisor to be empathically attuned, to use psychological jargon, with that client around some very specific sets of achievements and goals that are meaningful to the client. And so that's what I try to do with clients. Sometimes they just say, I want 12%. I got that. But if they're talking about, you know, 10 years from now, I'd like to be able to retire and have the following things. Boy, that is so much more satisfying for me and ultimately for them.
But somebody might come in and say, I just want to make as much money as possible.
As much money as possible is very nonspecific.
And then that is, okay, well, how much risk do you want to take?
Exactly, and in what time frames?
Exactly. So you set up a time frame and, of course, the whole scale of risk.
Right. But, you know, even a person who comes in and says that,
yeah.
You know, I can always turn around and say to that potential client, why? Now, I'll be more elegant than just say why, but I can certainly, you know, if somebody says I need as much money as possible, that opens up a conversation.
Yes.
As to why that person feels that way, what the history they have had, what history they've had with other advisors in either achieving that goal or not achieving that goal. And it gives me a clue as to how I can kind of tailor the relationship around what's meaningful to them.
And it is very important to look for a certified financial advisor. It's not something you just send away for.
That's right. That's not a send away. It's 18 credits and graduate work and a 10-hour exam, and then 28. No, I think it's up to 30 credits now every 2 years of continuing education. Look, there are good advisors out there who are not CFPs, but one of the things you know absolutely when you get a CFP is they have not only the basics, but they've got the graduate level stuff, and they take a fiduciary responsibility for you. Therefore, they have to do what's in your best interest, not what's in their best interest.
What's the best way to get a hold of you, Shelley?
Well, several ways. One is on the Buckmaster Show .com site. The other is on the ShelleyFishman.com. And just call me, 940-0884.
Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Check out the fantastic savings during the February Valentine's Day sale at the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at ruggalleryaz.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com, or call 498-4615.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Once a month here on the program, we spotlight one of the Cox business clients and talk about how technology is used in their business. Our technology series is presented by our friends at Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Today, we welcome to the Buckmaster Show Peggy Hutchison, the executive director of the Primavera Foundation, a Tucson nonprofit that's been providing housing to low-income area residents for many years. Peggy, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Bill.
How is the Primavera doing right now? Give us kind of an overview.
Sure. Well, Primavera's mission is to provide pathways out of poverty through safe, affordable housing, workforce development, and neighborhood revitalization. And in many ways, our business is booming because the need is great. But also, we're doing well because we have diversified funding sources. About 50% of our budget comes from government contracts, where the government pays us to provide a service and an outcome. And then 25% is from philanthropy. Individuals, foundations, corporations, faith-based groups. And another 25% is our own income-generating revenue from rentals, from our temporary staffing service, from our home ownership program that partners with banks to help first-time home buyers purchase a home. And then the other real gem of Primavera and our community is we have over 1,000 volunteers.
You could not do what you do without these people.
We definitely could not do what we're doing. And it's so incredible because their time and donations and engagement with Primavera provide over $1 million worth of goods and services. And, you know, the other thing it does is it really gives people who are in our programs, whether it's a shelter program, whether it's a housing program or a job training program, or even somebody purchasing their first home, it helps them to see that our community cares. You know, that our community wants to be part of the solution, wants to be part of making a difference.
And many people point to the fact, and we hear it over and over again, we're one of the poorest communities in the United States. The most current number shows us the eighth poorest in the community. That's up a couple of notches, and people say, we used to be number six, we're number eight, so what? But I think the point is, we're moving forward.
We
are. And some people will disagree with me on this, saying, well, yeah, what's the difference between 6th and 8th? I see progress. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see progress, but one reason is because people are working really hard. You know, people want to succeed in life. You know, they want to have meaning in their life. And we are a generous community. So it's kind of bringing all these folks together. And the other thing that is, I think, something somewhat new in our community, and it's exciting and it has a lot of potential, is we're beginning to really reflect on what is making a difference. Where is their impact? And that's an important discussion to have. It's important for a for-profit business. It's important for a non-for-profit business. It's important for our government. We want to know that where we're putting resources, time, energy, money, that we're making a difference, right? We want to know that there's a stewardship of all of our community's resources. And if something that we're doing isn't really moving the needle, isn't making a difference, we should stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And start doing what does make a difference.
I know that Cox Business plays a big role in your business how you really need with the technology. Speak a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, Cox invests in Primavera through our Primavera Cook series, mm-hmm. our dining series that take place May to September. But we also reached out to Cox because they knew their business well. And, you know, we wanted to have the best. We wanted to have the best technology. And what we found was we really had to have actually an asset management plan for our technology. We use so many different types of software. So, for example, we own and manage all of our rental property. We have to use a web-based property management software. That has to be integrated into our finance software. We use fundraising software so that we can keep track of our donors. That has to be integrated into our finance software. Because we have so many services.
So it takes a real pro like the people at Cox
absolutely.
To figure all that out.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it's all has to be integrated and it all has to work, bottom line.
It all has to work. We work with financial institutions, with our customers who are purchasing a home or saving. You know, it all has to be integrated. And the other thing, we recently went to that SAN technology because we have so much data, right?
Right.
We have so many people going through programs. It has to be out there in the cloud so that it's managed professionally. We don't lose it. So the other thing is we have more than 13 properties. We also have leased property for storefront offices. That also has to be integrated with the phone system and the email system.
Peggy Hutchison is with us, Executive Director of Primavera Foundation. This Pay for Success meeting, folks are going to hear a lot about this. This is coming up tomorrow, and this is being sponsored by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. You're involved. You're going to be on a panel tomorrow. Chuck Huckleberry is going to be making an announcement tomorrow about this. It's called Pay for Success. Peggy, can you kind of summarize what this is all about?
Sure. Well, it's really bringing together philanthropists in our community, the public sector in our community, non-for-profit businesses in our community, and talking about how could we do what we do differently, and doing it in several ways. One is challenging venture philanthropists and saying, we want you to invest in a particular program that's going to measure impact. And that program is going to address one of our challenges in our community. It could be juvenile justice. It could be prisoner reentry.
Foster
could be foster children who need to improve their educational outcomes. It could be homelessness, right? Ensuring mm-hmm. that there's safe, affordable housing for everyone. And so you get some upfront money, and then you have particular experts in the field, for example, say, we're going to reduce recidivism to 13%. We're going to triple the educational success rate of kids aging out of foster care, not only that they're going to get a high school education, but they're actually going to go to college. So you're determining what your outcomes are that will really have an impact.
will really make a difference.
And if you don't determine, or if you don't meet those outcomes?
And if that nonprofit business mm-hmm. doesn't meet the outcome, or if that collaborative doesn't meet the outcome, then they don't get paid.
They don't get the money.
They don't get the money afterwards. And it's a return on investment also for the public sector. So it's a way to, again, pull together private sector money, public sector money, and engage a multi-sector approach, because it's also saying one entity can't resolve these challenges. We have to work together, you know, workforce development, housing, education, health, neighborhood revitalization. We have to bring that all together.
All right, we're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have Matthew, who is going to be with us. Peggy, if you just slip the headset on there so we can hear Matthew. Go ahead, Matthew. You're with Peggy Hutchison.
Oh, well, first I'd like to quickly comment on what she just addressed, because I know that that is a great idea that is being proffered. And what you're talking about here is basically proving that you're getting, a return for public monies that are spent and private monies that are spent, philanthropy monies, because you're basically showing that your benchmarks are being reduced, and that's a huge cost savings. I mean, why don't we send children to school instead of sending children to prison? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
That's
and
right.
You can actually quantify now the return on your investment. And it's a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful program. It's been worked with other communities, and I'm glad to see that they're already taking advantage of it here in Tucson.
Quick question. Quick question for Peggy and Matthew before we go.
Oh, real quickly, yeah. Peggy, could you address why it's important for people to contact our United States senators on the extension of emergency unemployment benefits? Because that will have a strategic effect on your bottom line, too.
Okay.
If they would just get on the phone, call your senator, tell him to vote to extend emergency unemployment benefits, because that's a dollar that if we spend it here in Arizona, it will save us huge costs for social programs down the line.
All right. Thank you, Matthew.
Any
comments?
Matt, thank you for bringing that issue up. Definitely it's critical that unemployment benefits continue for those people who have not been successful in securing a job. The money is spent here on food, on housing, on basic necessities, so it goes back into our economy. And it has been really challenging for folks that have fallen through the cracks and haven't been able to get a job, or have only had several part-time jobs and then lost their job. And it does have an impact on both the nonprofit sector and the for-profit sector and the public sector.
All right, Peggy Hutchison, thank you very much. Executive Director of the Primavera Foundation. Your typical client would be who, Peggy, real quickly?
Well, it's very diverse.
Yeah.
It could be a family who had a health crisis and became homeless because of that. They couldn't pay their rent. It could be a veteran who just come back from the war mm-hmm. and is homeless and needs a place to live, needs job training,
full
needs a job.
Of people that are
okay. Absolutely.
Peggy, thank you so much. Our series, technology series, presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah. Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain-free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by Moncada Construction. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Chris Moncada. This guy and his team, they do great work. If you're looking for any interior painting, drywall repair, carpentry, insurance restoration, give Chris a call, 520-390-390. 2247 or on the web at Moncada. That's Moncada Construction.com. Go to their website, check them out, give them a call, and yes, they welcome credit cards. This is the big weekend for the Tucson Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase, which of course has been underway, but the main event is really the four-day event at the Tucson Convention Center. Paul Hartner is with us. Paul is the 2014 show chair for the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, which will get underway Thursday at the TCC, run through Sunday. The theme this year, which is the 60th show, is Diamonds, Gems, Silver, and Gold. Paul, good to see you.
Bill, thanks so much for having us back this year. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and talk about one of my favorite topics, the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, which, as you just noted, will be the 60th show this year. It's hard to imagine that 60 years ago, a handful of intrepid collectors had their first show at the Helen Keeling School, and this year we're at Tucson Convention Center with 250 vendors, 125 premier exhibits, and educational programs for the youth of the community all the way through advanced collectors.
This is a year-round enterprise for you and your team. You vet all of the vendors. You make sure you really get I like the show because it's really kind of a one-stop shopping. You're going to see the best at this show.
Absolutely. First of all, the year-round activity. As you know, the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society is a local society. It's a nonprofit organization committed to the advancement of earth sciences and education on earth sciences, outreach programs, speaker programs to scholarships for graduate students at the University of Arizona, support of the great museums in Tucson, the U of A Mineral Museum, the Desert Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum Mineral Collection. So it's really a year-round activity for the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society, and it culminates the second full week in February.
What are some of the marquee attractions of this year's big show?
Well, as you hit the nail on the head, the first theme is diamonds. Diamonds are the traditional anniversary gift for a 60th anniversary, so we thought, this being the 60th consecutive show, we ought to feature diamonds. Two premier exhibits that I'm pleased to tell you and all of your listeners about are a diamond tiara that the U.S. National Museum, the Smithsonian, is bringing. It's a fabulous piece of jewelry that will be on exhibit. The second, and I'm particularly pleased to announce this, is a diamond bando. You'll have to look that up in the dictionary.
Bando?
Bando. That a flapper might have worn in the 1920s. Oh. It was made by Cartier of Paris in 1920.
Priceless.
Priceless, almost 100 carats of beautiful diamonds and drops and whatnot. So that'll be on display. And then other regular longtime museum partners as well as private collectors will be exhibiting gemstones. I know there will be a lengthy row of cases devoted to silver minerals. One of the great collectors, Terry Wallace, is actually bringing some silver minerals for display. Minerals from the Kongsberg mine, the King's mine.
I know Nevada likes to call itself the Silver State, but I think you could also call Arizona the Silver State. I know we're the Copper State, but
there's plenty of silver. Plenty of silver came from Arizona, particularly in the Globe, Miami area.
Oh yeah,
it's the richest area. The Silver King mine near Superior was probably the most significant silver mine in Arizona.
What should folks who want to go to the show, what are some of the nuts and bolts about it, Paul, as far as transportation and parking and everything like that?
Get there early. As everybody knows, parking around the TCC is somewhat limited, but there is plenty of parking available, both in the lots on the east side and the west side of the Tucson Convention Center. There's public parking garage on Church. There's public parking on Broadway. And there are various lots around. There's also the shuttle that's available to bring people in. The show opens each day at 10 a.m. We're open until 6, except on Sunday. We close at 5 on Sunday. I think what's important is to come to the show, come planning to have a good time, and make a day of it. As long as your day can be. Some are going to be there from start to finish. Others, it may be 2 or 3 hours. But plan to make a day of it and take time to learn a little bit about a mineral or a mining location or a gemstone and learn what you can. Pick a mineral. I tell people, pick a mineral. If your favorite mineral is azurite, a copper mineral, look at all the azurites. Talk to dealers about azurite. Learn what you can. If your passion is jewelry, this being the Valentine's Day weekend, there'll be some people who will be interested in jewelry. Focus on a particular gemstone. Maybe you like tourmaline. Look at all the tourmalines that you can see.
Admission is how much, Paul?
$10, but if you go to the TGMS website, which is TGMS, www.tgms.org, there's a dollar off coupon, and there are other coupons available and specials. Military day is Friday afternoon. There's discounts for military personnel on Friday afternoon, but the dollar coupon at the TGMS website, again, www.tgms.org.
All right, it's the show that started it all. Paul Hartner, thank you very much, and good luck with this year's show.
Thanks a lot. Bill. I hope all your visitors will come out. All your listeners will come out.
Well, and I'm sure there's some visitors listening, too. Thanks a lot.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends at Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All the in-studio guests get a nice chilled bottle of Culligan when they show up at the Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8, then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9. And, of course, Rosemary Brad, our wonderful producer, and myself will be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow for our midweek edition. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.